and bass guitar, Simon Fitzpatrick. Lead guitar, Paul Lubianovich. Here's a blast from the past, from the ELP days. This is called Welcome Back, My Friends, to the Show That Never Ends.
Thank you.
Is it loud enough? Okay, so I'm sure many of you know we lost both Keith Emerson and Greg Lake last year. Obviously, a big loss to the musical sort of community here in England. This particular night is dedicated to both of them. I'm going to tell you a few stories along the way and the reasons why certain things were played. I'm sure you find it interesting. Well, I'm hoping you do. So we're going to move straight on to a piece from the first album. And this was the very first piece that we tried to adapt and turn into a rock instrumental. It's by Béla Bartók. I hope you like this. It's called Barbarian.
Thank you.
track from a favourite album of mine. Do you remember the album cover with the three faces?
Yes.
Yeah. I do. That was a good looking one on the far right. It's a great piece of music. Hope you enjoy this. It's an original by ELP. It's called Trilogy. true story. It'll be in the book next year. The book is finished, but because of what happened, I wanted to write another chapter in memory of Greg and Keith. But here's a true story. I was about 17 years old, 1967. I was playing in London at the Battersea Arts Centre. I was asked to play this gig. I'll tell you about that. Top of the bill was the Nice. Yeah. I hadn't seen them. I met Keith for the first time. And I said, hello. He said, hello. So I went again. I said, hello. He never did talk a lot. And they were just sensational. The group was fantastic. I actually was playing in a group called, wait for this, Fleetwood Mac. Yes, I know, it was only one night, you know. Mickey Fleetwood was ill and they asked me to do it, so I said, well, yes, I'll do that. It was Peter Green, Jeremy Spencer, so it was the first configuration. And the Nice were top of the bill and Fleetwood Mac were underneath. Anyway, I became a big Nice fan, huge. And I ended up going to the Marquee most Monday nights to watch Keith play. That was his residency with the group, and I really enjoyed it. So this evening, the first piece of music we'd like to play in honour of for the Nice and Keith Emerson. Hope you like this. It's by Leonard Bernstein. It's called America.
Thank you.
interesting story. When ELP first got together, we weren't too sure what we were going to play. Well, I wasn't, that's for sure, and I think the other two were. So we decided to pick a piece of music and learn it. So I immediately said, how about Mars, the God of War? Planet 3. Easy for me to play, and I could check the other guys out. No, I didn't want to do that. That's okay. 2 weeks go by, nothing happens, and then the phone rings. At the end of the phone, Schizoid. Schizoid, did you say? Why? Isn't that King Crimson? Why would we want to play that? Ah, and then the penny dropped. Greg Lake was in King Crimson. Yeah, it meant he had nothing to learn. So the very first piece of music we played, and we're going to play it for you tonight. So strap yourselves in. Here it is, 21st Century Schizoid Man. We'll be right back. first feature this evening is with Simon on the Chapman stick. Thank you. This is a piece of music from the first ELP album. Simon's going to solo on Take a Pebble.
Thank you.
and puts back in. Okay, the next piece of music is a dedication to Greg Lake. This piece of music, or this tune, this song, was probably the first commercial success we had in America. You guys didn't buy it. Not too sure why. You did, but, you know, not in your droves. Anyway, this opened the door for us globally, and I have to thank Greg for that. God bless him, we miss him madly. One night I did ask him, when did you write that song? He said, when I was 5 or 6. I was really impressed. I left it a couple of months and asked him again. I said, when did you write that song? He said, oh, 12, 13. He'd had a couple of brandies by now, so things have changed. But it's a great piece, and this is a dedication to Greg. If you'd like to take your mobiles out and maybe shoot a little bit of footage and post it in memory of him, it'd be great. We're going to play for you now, Lucky Man. Chapman sticking that one. Sorry about that. Okay, the next feature, please give a big warm round of applause for Paul Bielatovic.
Thank you.
Right. This next piece probably is one of the most important pieces in ELP's life together. This was at a bonding moment one day when we were talking about music and the composer Mussorgsky came up. And then within minutes, we all realized that this next piece was a big favorite of all of us. We loved it. I'd been listening to it since I was 7. Keith had played it at school, and Greg had heard it many, many times. And it was that moment when, you know, the real, sort of, as I said, bonding sort of happened. And we recorded it live in the north of England. And we'd like to play for you. And this is the dedication to Keith and Greg from all of us, to all of you, and to them. It's Pictures at an Exhibition.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure playing for you. I have to finish up now with the piece by Aaron Copland, but I'd like to thank the team. I've got John Turner mixing and Wayne Kirby on stage patrol. And I'd like to thank you from all of us to all of you. Thanks so much for coming this evening. I'm going to finish off with a piece which was number one in some charts here in the UK, or the ones I looked at. Hope you like it. It's by Aaron Copland. It's called Fanfare for the Common Man. Thank you.